We're just getting word that Lakeith Stanfield will be starring and producing a video game adaption from the game El Paso Elsewhere, which is by our friend Xavier Nelson and his team at Strange Scaffolding. This is absolutely huge news. It is a like kind of neo-noir vampire hunter game. The game is gorgeous. It's won all kinds of awards. I'm interested to see when this is going to come out. There's no word yet when this will be coming out, but great news. I can't wait to continue to follow this. It looks like the Embracer Group saga is taking a strange turn. They have actually broken into three separate studios, one being Asmodee, the other Coffee Stain and Friends, and Middle Earth Enterprises and Friends. Obviously, a lot of those smaller studios, and these studios really weren't that small, but things like Crystal Dynamics are going to be getting gobbled up by the three. They'll each independently work, have their own stock portfolios and things like that. So I don't know if this means that this is the end of the Embracer Group as we know it, and they are just going to operate as these three separate studios, or what it means exactly, but this is just another crazy twist in that saga. And Tales of the Shire by Weta Workshop is getting its first trailer, and it totally looks like a Animal Crossing within the Shire. I am here for it. Cozy gamers, I think, are going to absolutely love it. I can't remember exactly when this game is going to come out. You can check out that trailer now. That'll do it for your gaming news. Don't forget, subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or of course the YouTube channel. And as always, you can always hit me up on the socials at Smitty2447. I hope you have an amazing day, and we'll see you tomorrow.